listener, welcome back. I'm your host of Kids These Days Need Us to Make Words Matter for Good. This is Beth Trammell, and I am here to share an episode with you that I recorded with my dear friend and colleague, Leslie Bolser. She is from Core Essential Values, and each month she and I get together to create a podcast for Core Essentials that I cross-post here for you all as well. I love Core Essentials and the work they do. And so if you are a person who might be interested in a curriculum that focuses on one word a month, it's what I love, right? It's just one word a month to focus on within the school building that then translates to just great things that happen at home also. Check out their website. You'll hear more about it in the episode today. But I'm sharing this here with y'all. It's about integrity. It is something that I think is really tough for all of us. And so I hope that you tune in to this cross-posted episode with Core Essential Values. Thanks, friends.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We're really excited to talk about this word this month. This is a tough one. This is a really, really good one to talk about because I think as parents, this is something we all face with our kids a lot. So I really am excited to dig in today with Dr. Beth Trammell. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and then I'll introduce myself and we'll get started.
Hello, listener. I'm Beth Trammell. I'm a psychologist and an associate professor of psychology at Indiana University East, where I'm the director of the Master's of Mental Health Counseling Program. And I also just love everything words. I love everything parent-child connection. And so I love getting to talk about hard words and kind of hard ideas each month to try to help us all be better parents.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm Leslie Bolser. I'm with Core Essential Values. We are a curriculum and resource company. We primarily work with schools from pre-K through 12th grade, but we also work with businesses and community members. And today we're talking to parents. So the word that we're talking about this month is October, and the word that we're talking about is integrity. And the way we talk about integrity this month is being truthful both in your words and in your actions. So I'm going to kind of go a little bit into both of those parts of that definition, but I really want to start out talking to you about young kids. My kids are older, but I remember when they were little, they would lie. They would tell me things that I knew weren't true that mattered not at all. That were just these simple little things that didn't matter at all. Talk to me about that. Explain that phenomenon in child development.
Yeah. So everyone lies. Let's just say that first. Everyone lies. So it is really important for us to recognize this thing that we do as parents, which is get really frustrated or angry when our kids lie to us, when we know logically that everyone lies. So it is a part of child development for kids to go through phases of lying. And sometimes it's more than others, right? I actually did a whole podcast on one of my other podcasts. I did a whole episode on lying behavior. So maybe we'll link that here. But
yeah, that's a good idea.
But it really is like for our little ones, they're learning it's easier to lie than to be in trouble. Because when you tell the truth, particularly when it's around something that you did that was wrong, that's not very fun.
Right.
So our kids are learning already how to survive in the world, you know, and their way of doing that is to not tell the truth. So I think this is an important thing to realize as parents that we're just planting seeds. I mean, over and over, this is the thing I say all the time, right? Our little ones are going to lie to us. It is a part of child development. It doesn't have to be an acceptable behavior, but we have to recognize, like, if we lose our mind every time our kids lie to us, we're going to have a really poor relationship with our little guy or a little gal, yeah, right? Or a little person. Yeah. So I think it's important to recognize, like, it's totally fine to say, I know what you're saying is not the truth. And in our family, we believe in telling the truth, even if that means that we might have a consequence or we might, you know, have to talk about things or we might not get the things we want. I think it's important for us to remember we're just continually teaching them what it means to have integrity. They're not going to show it when they're four. Mm. I mean, it's just not going to happen. You know, yeah, there might be some ways where you're like, oh, look at that. My kid did the right thing. You know, you get a note from the teacher where, you know, your kid did the right thing and then you feel really good. And you remember that in the other million moments where you're correcting a lot of behavior.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about older kids now, elementary, middle, high school, how, wherever you want to go with this one. But you said something interesting when we were talking about young kids, and you talked about how sometimes it's easier to not tell the truth than to, you know, have a consequence or have to look somebody in the eye and say it or whatever. So that's certainly true when kids are older as well, right? The consequences are a little harsher. Maybe the stakes are a little higher. And I know as a parent that being lied to by a five-year-old wasn't fun, but it wasn't that big of a deal, right? It was like, did you put your toys away? Yes. And then I walk in the room and they're not. Mm, yeah. It's not the biggest deal. Being lied to by middle schooler or a teenager, on the other hand, can be really different. So is the approach the same as a parent, or do we approach that differently as they get older?
Well, I think we have to first take a hard look in the mirror. This is not fun for even me. You know, mm-hmm. I have two teenagers and two little guys, two elementary agers and two high schoolers. And I have to really take a look in the mirror to say, what are my reactions when they tell me something hard or when mm-hmm. they admit to something? Like if we ever get that moment where they tell me the truth, and it's something that is going to get them in trouble or something that's uncomfortable or inconvenient for me, what is my reaction? Because that reaction is going to either increase the likelihood or decrease the likelihood that later they're going to tell us something else. And so yeah. I have to look back at some of my initial reactions, you know, when a silly example, right? My 15-year-old just borrowed my umbrella out of my car. And I said, make sure you do not lose my umbrella. It stays in my car. It matters to me. Yeah. I've learned that to be like a professional grown up, I should not just like cover my head with a hood or something. You know, sometimes professionals use an umbrella. Yeah. You know, it's yeah. okay. We should all invest in maybe an umbrella. So she, lo and behold, called me and said, Mom, I am so, so sorry. I forgot the umbrella in my friend's car and it's going to rain tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And my reaction, though I told her, please don't do this, though it is convenient for me on the day that it rains that I don't have the umbrella, I said, thank you for coming to me and thank you for telling me. And I would love to have my umbrella tomorrow, but I understand that it was an accident, you know? And like, it took me to like pause. Don't be angry. Don't be frustrated. Like, she didn't mean to forget it. You know what I'm saying? So right. all of this to say, and look, friends, I don't get this right all the time. I'm sharing one example where I actually got it right as a model in a very simple example. There've been plenty of times where I was like, you did what? What are you talking about? We have to right. recognize that in those moments when we're kind of losing our mind on our teenagers, they're not going to be likely to come to us when we want them to be honest. So yeah. recognizing, like, take that breath before you respond, think about whether it really matters in the grand scheme of things so that they will have confidence to come to you when the stakes might be higher.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, thinking about, does this really matter in the grand scheme of things, I think is just a total stumbling block for me and for all parents, right? When just in that moment, we're like, what? And then we lose sight of sort of the longer view of parenting yeah. and what the little decisions mean for our relationship with them and for, you know, what they internalize as they're growing up. And along those lines, I want to ask you about integrity as a parent. We always talk about, you are really great about telling us as parents to model behavior and to do what you want your kids to do. I feel like integrity can be really tricky because as adults, we have a way of maybe rationalizing improperly some of our decisions that may not look like they're very truthful on the outside. Or sometimes it is the right thing to do. We just have a bigger picture that the kids don't have. And so we know maybe that a decision is okay to be made. But in any case, when our kids are watching us, maybe just do a little more than help on their homework, or, you know, get a little rowdy at that soccer match, or whatever it is, when we aren't being people of integrity. I don't know, just speak to that a little bit as parents. I know you always say to role model what we want to see from kids, but this one just seems a little deeper to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just hard. I think we kind of live in a world of contradictory all the time, you know? So I want my kids to tell me if something is going on, or if like one of their siblings or one of their friends is doing something that isn't what I would expect them to do. I want them to say something to their sibling or their friend. But then if they tattle, then I'm like, stop talking to me. You know, it's like we do a lot of these contradictory things that make it hard, yeah, I think, sometimes, yeah, for our kids to know. So, you know, hey, you're going to be 10 today instead of 12 because it's cheaper at the movie theater, or you can eat off the kids, yes, menu, yeah, or, yeah, yeah, you know, those examples. And yeah, look, yeah, I'm guilty. I've done it. And in the scheme of things, it's like, okay, I'm saving $3, but I'm sort of saying, well, there are blurry lines around telling the truth or not telling the truth. And so I think it's important that when we blur lines, or when we realize that we have blurred lines, we just have to go back and have a teaching moment, right? So coming back to our kids and saying, like, look, you know, here's the thing. When we talked about that earlier today, or when this happened earlier today, that isn't necessarily in line with who we want to be as a family or whatever. It's totally great to go back and repair any sort of misstep we make as parents. I think the thing I often reassure people is, I mess things up every day, and I just reflect at the end of the day or in the middle of the day about, am I staying true to who I am as a parent, as a person, as a friend, as a, you know, fill in the blank. And when I'm not, how can I repair that? You know, one of the things we talked about in the video with your kids this month was how we often don't regret doing the right thing when it's hard. We often regret, mm-hmm, when we don't do the right thing, right? We regret having done the wrong thing. Yeah. So we talked with the kids this month in their school about that in the curriculum. And yeah, I just am reminded that we want to live a life of integrity that includes being true to who we are and being truthful in what we say and do. And that tends to minimize our regret later. And that is a much healthier place to be overall.
Yeah, really good advice. All right. Before we wrap up, anything else you want to say about being truthful with your words or with your actions?
I just want to come back to that. It's hard, right? Like, it shouldn't be hard. I mean, I can hear myself as a listener being like, well, it's not hard to tell the truth, until you get into moments where it is hard to tell the truth. And it might make us anxious or stressed or worried when we have to say something hard to somebody that is truthful and kind, but it might still be hard. And so if you're a listener and you're like, yeah, I mean, sometimes it's hard for me to tell the truth, recognize that it's equally or more so hard for your kids to tell the truth. So when you catch them not telling the truth, try to just have a different layer of empathy and compassion for them, and then have a teaching moment with them. You know, what was it that made it hard to tell the truth? What was going through your head? Talk me through what you were worried about or scared or whatever, because it can be really hard.
Yeah, that's great. I think I'm just going to get a t-shirt that says an extra layer of empathy and compassion. I just want to walk around and remind people that that's what I need all day long. Just an extra layer of empathy and compassion.
please, just have it, please.
So if you want to know more about Core Essentials and the work that we do and what's going on in your child's school, you can learn about us at coreessentials.org, or you can find us online at CE Values on social media channels. And Dr. Beth, what about you? How can folks find you?
So my website is makewordsmatterforgood.com. The podcast that I was sharing earlier about the lying behavior is called Kids These Days Need Us to Make Words Matter for Good. You can find that anywhere you listen to podcasts. And the other podcast I have is called Things You Learn in Therapy, where I interview therapists and psychologists from all over the world, and they share their favorite therapy techniques. You can catch me on either of those places.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, will you come back next month? And we have a little bit of a lighter topic next month that I'd love to spend a little time thinking with you about.
Yep. That'd be perfect.
Excellent.